Hey, you're listening to Mortine's Rambling About Books. So, first of all, I have to apologize. Last month, I mistakenly said that I had been reading Kaltos by Stephen Brust, and in fact, it was Jereg, which I get confused. Their book titles are these one-word titles. So, anyway, I apologize for that. That book rambling was actually about Jereg and not Kaltos. So, today we're going to do some more mainstream fiction reviews, starting with The Fencing Master. These are, of course, from the archives. You know, sooner or later I'll actually get all the way through these, and then we'll start talking about other books. Anyway, this one is The Fencing Master, a novel by Arturo Perez Reverte. Synopsis. A master of fencing in revolutionary Spain is caught up in a nasty game of politics, feminine wiles, and murder. Opinion. The good. I'm a fencer, so this book had a lot of appeal for me. I love the role that honor plays in this novel, and I enjoyed the intrigue that was played out between Don Jaime and Adela de Otero. The fight scenes, incidentally, are amazing. This novel would make an excellent movie, and many of its flaws would be corrected if it were film. The bad. The plot can be described as predictable in the sense that the main intrigue is fairly obviously foreshadowed. However, if you're not a big mystery fan, or you haven't seen many clue-oriented movies in your life, you might miss it. Maybe. The ugly. Don Jaime does not ever have the perspective needed to be a part of this mystery. In fact, he has to be brutally confronted to even care about the secretive and deadly papers that he had in his possession enough to actually figure out the plot. Even then, political matters are so much more distant and abstract to this point of view character, the reader lacks interest in their conclusion. Grade, B-, strong recommendation, well written with some flaws or predictability that make it a little less fun to read. I would probably drop this to a C+ if I weren't such a fencing nut. The second one is Me Talk Pretty One Day by David Sedaris. Synopsis. A collection of essays by David Sedaris on growing up gay in America and being a gay adult in France. The good. There are some good essays in here about speech and language and how a culture's language customs can be interpreted by outsiders. The bad. Given all the hype, I kept expecting Sedaris to actually be funny. But he's not. He doesn't live up to his reputation as a humorist. Perhaps he's funnier in person. I don't know. The ugly. The pointlessness of Sedaris' essays is pretty annoying. They don't seem to go anywhere. They serve as almost brain rambles for the author, rather than actually trying to say something about the world. Grade C+. Wait for video. Seriously, fine if you get nothing else, but it's not really worth a rereading. And then my third one from the archives is 1984 by George Orwell. Synopsis. In London in 1984, Winston works for the Ministry of Truth, changing facts and altering historical events to prove the truth that the party wants proven at the time. That is, until he falls in love with Julia, with whom he sets out to destroy the party and die trying. Opinion. The good. This is an incredible book to read, and every American should read it this year, preferably before Election Day. It was my first time reading it, and I was completely floored. I don't think I had the same reaction that other readers had to the ending, because Orwell really brought the ending forward as part of the story. But I was deeply affected by the setting of 1984, the chilling world that Orwell predicted 20 years too soon. The bad. Writing has certainly changed in the last century as a result of the computer, hasn't it? As I read 1984, I repeatedly wondered why the story kept changing, why details that had previously been vague were now being explained as if they had always been that way. Perhaps this was simply a storytelling device on the part of Orwell. After all, Winston does work for the Ministry of Truth. Or, possibly more likely, the ideas behind the party did not fully gel until Orwell had written the first 100 pages or so, and in the age of typewriters, those pages would not have then been rewritten, necessarily. The ugly. Hold on. The whole book is an ugly, ugly book, but there's nothing ugly about the writing or the presentation. It just has this theme that will make you shiver and want to leave the lights on. Grade, A+, highly recommended, well written, or with such great ideas you just can't resist them. that's going to be all of our book ramblings today. I know, kind of a short one today, but I hope you enjoyed them, and drop me a line if you ever want to recommend a book or talk about books or just give me some feedback and thoughts on some of the books that I may have reviewed. If you disagree with me on Me Talk Pretty one day, drop me a line or a comment and let me know why. I want to know what you think. Ta-ta for now. Keep reading.